From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition forces, backed by Turkish airstrikes, launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town Badbig from the Islamic State. Turkey launched unprecedented cross-border strikes against IS strongholds on August 24th, just days after linking IS fighters to a suicide bombing at a Turkish wedding, left 51 dead. Suicide bomber blew himself up near Shiite mourners in the northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killing dozens. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Once again, multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen have targeted U.S. warship in the Red Sea. USS Mason was not hit today. It was the third time, though, this week that the destroyer and other U.S. ships have been targeted off the coast of Yemen. U.S. military struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches. This is VOA News. U.S. military is reporting that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but the effort failed, in addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year. Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. UN peacekeepers clashed with Haitian residents in the storm-damaged city of Le Caire. Roughly 100 frustrated residents began hurling rocks when trucks brought food had arrived. This local resident said the people there were anxious to get the food. They began fighting over it. UN soldiers, he said, thought they should be tear gassed. He said everybody was gassed. The clashes took place shortly before UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrived for a scheduled visit in the area. Calm was later restored as Mr. Ban's helicopter approached. UN chief was meant to visit one of the many schools serving as an emergency shelter for families who lost homes during Hurricane Matthew last week. More than 500 people were killed in Haiti. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally for the United States and that the countries will be best friends if he is elected. Trump made his remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. The RHC's founder, Shalab Kumar, is an avid Trump supporter. At the event, Trump also claimed his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, is not healthy enough to campaign, let alone become president.
Hillary doesn't have the energy. She's right now resting. She's resting, waiting for the debate on Wednesday night. Did everybody see the last debate? That was an easy one. That was very easy.
Actually, Clinton did meet with supporters. She spoke about the future, referencing Trump's campaign theme of making America great again.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate. America's best days are still ahead of us.
In the latest aggregate of voters' surveys, Clinton leads Trump by 6%. The presidential election will be November the 8th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.